Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I got a pretty small cast for you. Dalton Manch is here.
Yo.
And Asa Gray.
That's me.
It's an all-star cast, though. Like, these two are the greatest co-hosts.
It's Easter. People are busy.
That's
we're
true.
Not.
No.
We spent all day at Gaming Grounds playing video games.
I had to work this morning.
Except Asa, he had to work this morning. Oh, and a special big ol' FU to anybody out there listening that leaves prayer cards instead of tips.
We're not
just
getting into
that. Just going to throw that out for Asa real quick.
We're not getting into that.
We're not going
That's
to.
That's a whole other show.
That's just, we're going to end it at that statement. All right, first thing I want to talk about. Batman vs. Superman came out over the weekend.
Yes.
And, of course, you guys have expected us to have reviews of these kind of nerdy movies. None of us have seen it.
Yeah.
Because none of us are excited to. Thanks to all of the trailers unveiling all of the information.
And, like, how telling is that? That huge Batman fan in myself, and then, like, I know to a lesser extent you guys are also, like, Batman fans. Jesse, you're more of a Marvel person.
No, I'm a big Batman fan.
And it's, yeah. Just...
I mean, like, yeah, that's basically, like, I am a Marvel and Batman fan. There are other DC titles that I like, but, yeah, it's mostly Marvel. And then nobody's a Superman fan except for Shannon. Hunter might be. I'm honestly not 100% sure on his stance after that group conversation. I'm sure we'll get something about it tomorrow morning. I love you, Hunter. But yeah, that's the reviews though. Overall, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 33% rotten. Like that's and that's not good. No bueno.
No, out of 100.
Out of 100.
Yeah. That's an F. That's a hard F.
That's a hard F.
Hard F. Which is just not what DC needed right now. They really need a win in Batman vs. Superman. And I have heard from a few people that it's really good. But from most people, it's really, really meh.
I've mostly stayed away from like any of the online reviews because I don't really take a lot of those into consideration. The one thing that I will say I paid attention for is or to was Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill being interviewed, and the interviewer asked about the negative reviews, and someone then like took Henry Cavill's speech, but instead of paying attention to him, they just zoom in on Ben Affleck's just sullen, downtrodden face playing The Sound of Silence. It's just like, hello, darkness.
And then like three of my friends tagged me in it. Because I've been defending Ben Affleck since they casted him, like
which,
in it.
And from what I've seen and heard, like a couple of my friends have seen it, and the universal response from people that I've talked to are Ben Affleck is great. Wonder Woman steals the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have paid to see Green Lantern again. It's a direct quote from my roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I've heard. On Twitter, I'm subscribed to several different comic artists and authors. Mm-hmm. And I know like Scott Snyder and Dan Slott both said that basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck is probably the best live-action Batman to hit the screen.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
That's all I've heard. And yeah, same thing. Gal Gadot stole the show with her Wonder Woman performance. But overall, the movie was extremely lackluster. The visuals were cool. That's about it. That's the best thing anybody could say about it was Ben Affleck Batman was great, and Gal Gadot was great, and the visuals were great.
And it's not like I think the movie will be bad. It's just the reason that I'm not excited for it is, like you said, and we've done entire shows dedicated to this, is just the trailer gives away so much.
Right.
Like, and we've had people talk about how there's kind of like little cameos from other stuff, but those don't seem to be really consequential at all. It's just, you know, one tiny little one-off thing, but...
Right.
And it's so disheartening to not be excited about anything Batman related because I love Batman so much.
Me too. And one other thing that I know, like Dan Slott was getting into huge on Twitter. Like he had a big long rant about just in general Batman's, I guess at some point in the movie, this is a minor spoiler. Batman either kills someone or doesn't save someone.
I think what it is he... uses a weapon that someone else was about to use. Like, it's like a grenade, but then he blows up the grenade.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Because Zack Snyder. Is that?
Yeah, Zack Snyder is the director.
Yeah, Zack Snyder then defended it by saying, well, Batman usually doesn't kill, but if someone is using something dangerous, he can use that against them, because that's not the same. And it absolutely is.
Yeah, it definitely is. And Dan Slott went on a tear about it.
Because it is a huge deal. Like, and I understand, like, there are people right now that are, you know, typing out long-winded responses about how all of the times that Batman has killed someone, the vast majority of those are from, like, the 60s.
Yeah.
Well, there is a brief time in the late 80s, early 90s when, you know, everything was dark. Like, that was when Spawn got hugely popular and all that stuff. There was, like, a spinoff where Batman killed.
Yeah.
Like, that's not canon.
It was almost, yeah, it was canon. Like a multiverse type, like, yeah. Elseworld deal.
Kind of the same thing with, like, if you look at the Flashpoint Paradox movie that released, where you have Thomas Wayne ends up surviving and his son died.
Oh, that's so good.
It was really good. But yeah, and he kills people because he's like, you know.
Because he's a better version of Batman.
In like the comic books, I don't know if it's in the Flashpoint series or the spinoffs of Batman, but I think he flat out eliminates either Penguin or Two-Face, just shoots him.
Yeah.
But he's
just
not the Punisher.
Right,
He's not Wolverine. It's a thing where, yes, in his past there have been times where Batman used to carry a gun, and he was fine with, you know, killing bad guys because that's what they deserve. But as a character in the 40 years, 50 years of his creation, he has evolved. And one of the core fundamental things of being Batman is you do not kill. Even in, like, Batman Begins, the whole I won't kill you, but I don't have to save you thing, that never really sat well.
Yeah, because that's definitely not Batman as a character. He does go above and beyond the call of duty to save. Like, he feels that the justice system is what should, you know, punish these criminals, not him.
Right.
So yeah, he shouldn't let them die. He shouldn't kill them.
And like, then of course there's the jokes from like the Arkham games where, you know, you're driving around a tank. And, oh, well, there's, like, electric bumpers, and we'll switch from real bullets to riot
rubber bullets,
like, in a split second. It's like, but still, that's not really.
Yeah. And, again, you have to apply, like, video game stuff to it. It's like, you just have to, at some point, you just kind of have to suspend that.
I think that's one of my,
and enjoy the game.
That's probably one of my favorite spots from the Dark Knight Returns comic book series. Whenever he's, running in on the mutants, and he's just, like, in his inner monologue, he says, he starts firing the cannons, and he's like, they're rubber bullets. Promise.
She's like, yes. that's a page there. And that was actually one of the ones Dan Slott, you know, in his tear, was just posting all of these sources from, like, the Dark Knight Returns and all this other stuff where he's been non-lethal. And that's just been, you know, that's always, well, not always, that is an extremely
important
core part of Batman.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and same thing in, like, when I first saw Man of Steel, I had a real problem with Superman killing Zod.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I've kind of gone back on that, especially because my friend Seth, you know, he really talked me through it. He's like, you know, this is his, and I'm sure, and it really looks like the movie's going to tackle some of this, but it's like, that's his first real test of as a fight, like, against someone who is equally powered as him. And he really had no other option. Like, Zod was like, okay, well, either kill me or I'm going to kill these people. So he didn't really know what to do. He hasn't really formed who he is as a character, as a hero yet, because he didn't know. So that's like it's a learning thing. You know, this might be the Oliver Queen and Arrow, like, okay, never again. You know, where he establishes that
rule. He started, like, killing just everybody.
Yeah.
You have failed this city.
But so, yeah, it's a thing where, and it just, it really bugs me because this is a version of Batman who has been Batmaning for a while.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very established, like, he has all of his, like, beliefs, all of his, you know, him as a character is there, and it's not going to evolve anymore. It's at its peak, I guess, or at the end point where he's, the next step is retirement or death. Because he's been doing it for, what is it, supposed to be like 15 years?
I'm not sure what it is.
I mean, Dark Knight Returns, it's usually 20 to 20 years, I want to say, is like what it was in.
Yeah, I know that's what it was in the comic book. I thought it was maybe a hair shorter time period in Batman versus Superman, but I'm not sure.
Again, and maybe this whole thing that we're talking about, because again, none of us have seen the movie, but this will get fleshed out more when Ben Affleck does his solo Batman movie.
Which I hear that actually might end up being really, really good. Again, if
it's a Ben Affleck.
Yeah, because apparently Ben Affleck is, like, that's consistent. All I've heard is how good Ben Affleck is at Batman. Which just makes me really sad, then, that the movie is bad.
I think he's also directing that movie, too. Like, I think he's the director and actor, like, main star.
Actually, I do. Because I remember that being, because he's a great director.
Mm-hmm. And
The Town is so good.
Yeah, and the thing of it is if Ben Affleck is directing the Batman movie and he's going to be the Batman in it, like, Ben Affleck, for all accounts, like, if you listen to anything that Kevin Smith has ever talked about, he absolutely loves Batman.
Yes.
So we have somebody that loves the character, which I'm not saying that any past directors haven't loved Batman, but you have somebody...
There have been a few that actively haven't, and like several of them had... Well, when I say several... Tim Burton, I think, had never read a Batman comic before in his life when he directed that one. But yeah, no, the Kevin Smith thing, that was apparently something they bonded over.
Yeah,
like back in their early filming days.
Apparently, Kevin Smith bought Ben Affleck's house, and Ben Affleck put a bat or a bat cave entrance in his house.
That's fantastic.
Like, there's like a sliding door, and it's like a panic room or some shit like that.
That's awesome.
That is.
So maybe this
go Ben Affleck.
Maybe this Batman indirectly killing somebody, that'll get fleshed out more in the Batman movie.
Also, hopefully. Slightly off topic. Speaking of good Batman movies, the trailer for the Lego Batman movie came out.
Yeah,
that just looks fun.
Yeah,
it really does. And, like, I really do love... I don't know that Will Arnett could actually do, a real Batman voice acting, but he is just completely 100% perfect for Lego Batman.
Yeah.
So good.
And even the use of Black and Yellow as a song in that trailer. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's so good. Yeah, I'll just watch that on repeat for 3 hours.
Because that was one of the other things I wanted to talk about. So thank you, Asa, for that little segue.
Yeah.
Because, the Lego Batman trailer got released because he's getting his own solo movie, and it is a spinoff of the Lego movie. Mm-hmm. So it will be related to that, and it may have then some other cool stuff in it. It probably won't be related to any of the Lego Batman games.
No.
It's just going to be a straight-up spinoff. So, yeah, that actually looks really, really cool. Looks really, really fun. I'm kind of sad that Stephanie isn't in on this show. Because I know, that's at least one thing that she would be extremely happy to talk about.
Yeah.
Lego Movie is one of her top three favorite movies of all time.
It's so good.
It is.
It's so good.
And Dalton, keep your mouth shut.
I didn't say anything.
His opinion is wrong.
His opinion is wrong.
All right, cool.
And also, too, it's like, and that's how you do a trailer. Because I don't know what that movie's going to be about.
He even directly said in the movie, or in the little teaser trailer, here comes a trailer with a lot of my cool stuff, but I guarantee it's not all of them.
Right.
Or something along those lines.
Yeah, and it's because it's, there's like little bits of action sequences, but then it's also mostly just like him walking through the kitchen, getting back from the Batcave and cooking a lobster troubadour. Or what?
I deserve this.
Yeah. And so it's like, it's not, oh, hey, here's act 1, 2, and 3.
Yep. Take note, Zack Snyder, Batman versus
Superman.
Which
I have to assume that's not his call. Like, that's got to be a Warner Brothers thing.
Yeah. You know, that sounds like a Warner Brothers thing, but at the same time, Warner Brothers has Lego Batman.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they know, it's Lego, it's Batman, kids are going to see it regardless. Oh, I guess we really got to push this Batman v Superman thing.
They need to try
casual fans might not be on board.
Yeah, because, they haven't been, all these casual fans haven't been going to all these Marvel movies for the past 6 years.
Yeah.
I think that, that's what
I
mean.
Iron Man was in 2008.
Yeah, so 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Eight years?
Yeah, 8 years.
Wow, Jesse, math. Come on, buddy.
It's only March.
We're all tired. It's cool.
Yeah, we are all tired. And I forget that it's 2016. The years really do start to fly by after you've graduated college.
Don't tell me that.
I
still have hope in my eyes.
Oh, honey. You're in for a treat.
Yeah. I feel like Hercules whenever in the cartoon, whenever he's going down to that pit to save whatever the hell her name is. And he sees all the deaf people, that you guys, the people that are dead, and he's slowly but surely fading away because he knows his time's running out. Yeah, that's what I feel like. Just I'm starting to old. It's not fun.
It happens. The other day I came to the realization that I graduated. This May it'll be 5 years ago that I graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
God. Yep.
Just wait until you have to Urban Dictionary a song because you're like, what are they even saying? What is this?
We're going to become the Grandpa Simpson meme.
Well, it'll happen to you.
Oh, don't worry. I hang out with kids all the time at school. And ours already happened to me.
All right. So one other thing before I get to the meat of what this conversation is going to be, I wanted to talk real quick. The first bit of Pokemon Sun and Moon footage is going to air on some Japanese show next week. Not sure what it's going to be. That's on Sarah. That was a sources Cerebi. Mm-hmm. They've been extremely reliable on all their other leaks and everything else.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, they get a lot. They end up posting a lot of the. I'm completely blanking on the name of the magazine that because there's always a magazine in Japan that releases Pokemon stuff. Before X and Y, every time. Like, that's where Hoopa was revealed.
Does the Shonen Jump do it, maybe? Or...
No. I can't. It's the, but there's some magazine, and it's always really, you know, it's confirmed. Like, that's they must have some sort of exclusive deal with Nintendo. But then Cerebi.net always gets scans of it. And then they kind of will do loose translations of things. And it's they're never, like, full articles. It's not like a Game Informer where you'll open up and it's, like, a multi-page spread. It's usually, like, two or three pages, and it's mostly, like, splash images.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's – I'm going to guess that's exactly where they got this from. I'm not sure. But, yeah, that's all we have. So next week – so hopefully by the next Nerd Up – we'll have a little bit of information for Pokemon Sun and Moon, because I know most of you listeners out there are almost, if not more, excited for this stuff than we are.
Korokoro.
Korokoro? Oh, that's the magazine?
That's the magazine.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, that transitions perfectly into Nintendo.
Boo.
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 Oh.
Boo.
Boo.
Shame.
Nintendo.
Shame.
Boo. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Ding, ding, ding. Shame. Anyway, so... there is a huge set of leaks that have been coming over the last couple of weeks. The most recent couple are the ones that I really want to talk about. First being the Wii U may stop production later this year. It was early on in the week, I think Monday or Tuesday, a rumor was being passed around, like it was a leak from Nintendo, that later this year, no more, are they going to halt production completely on the Wii U. Which could indicate an accelerated cycle towards the new Nintendo codename NX, which I'm kind of excited about. I really hope they don't fuck it up. Please don't call it the Wii 3 or any other iteration of
all new Wii U.
Wii. Oh, Jesus Christ, if they do that. Just
it's going to be the all new Wii U.
Faith completely lost in Nintendo if that ends up being the case. God damn. Okay.
Well, don't worry. Then there will be an expansion. So you can get an additional extra controller, and it'll be the brand new Wii U. But you have to have the all new Wii U to get the brand new Wii U.
And it is backwards compatible, but there are certain games that'll only work on the all new Wii U. And oh my god, I'm making myself angry.
Mm-hmm. See, this is why I boo. You judged me.
All new 3DS. Anyway, I guess at least with the all new 3DS, they didn't. They haven't just completely stopped making games for the regular 3DS.
Yet. See, that's why... okay, so I don't know if we actually talked about this on the show or not, but that's the only reason that I went out and bought an all-new 3DS is because I have just this feeling that one of the announcements coming up about Pokemon Sun and Moon, coming soon, this holiday season, all-new 3DS.
More than likely.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, I might be, and I'm fine if I am. I would rather be...
well, because
I don't think I will be.
It wouldn't be the first time that Nintendo has been like behind on a Pokemon release, because I want to say the 3DS was out when Pokemon... or no, the 3DS had been announced when Pokemon White and Black came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it still came out on the regular DS. So that might happen, because we didn't get a 3DS Pokemon until X and Y, and the 3DS had been out for a while.
And then we also got Alpha Sapphire, Omega Ruby.
Right.
So wasn't the game... didn't Silver and Gold come out whenever the Game Boy Advance was already out?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the Game Boy Advance had been out, yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like, the Game Boy Advance was out, and then they released
it. Yeah, it had been long.
But the difference is,
long
Game Boy Advance was backwards compatible with the Game Boy Color games.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, no, when Heart Gold and Soul Silver was announced, that was after the Diamond Pearl Platinum, and those had come out, like, right after the end of production for the Game Boy Advance systems. Because actually, when those came out, I think... well, no, the DS Lite had just come out, or it was still the popular system when those three had come out. Anyway, DSi hadn't quite hit, but I think DSi was out when Heart Gold and Soul Silver came out.
Yeah.
Timelines. Weird. Anyway, but yeah, so Nintendo has denied that they're going to halt production, though it's far from the first time that a leak has come out about Nintendo that they have denied up and down, mm-hmm. backwards and forwards, and then it ends up being true.
So, you know, you said that before the show, and I don't know, like, any other, like, not being, like, contrarian or anything, but I just can't think of a time that they've done that, maybe, and it might just because I wasn't paying that much attention to Nintendo. Because ever since the GameCube, like, I've stopped paying a lot of attention to Nintendo rumors other than Pokemon.
It's happened with Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, they've denied Pokemon stuff, and... they've, you know, had extra patents and stuff filed that didn't end up being anything. It's, I don't know, Nintendo's been kind of weird with that stuff. I want to say it happened with the Wii release as well. Because they denied that the GameCube cycle was going to end early, I think. Like, I think this exact thing happened with the GameCube and into the Wii. And then, you know, they kept postponing Twilight Princess, and a lot of people were speculating, it's probably because they're going to put it on the Wii, and Nintendo's like, no. No, we just need to iron out some bugs. By the way, Wii's coming up. launch title, Twilight Princess.
But we get it for the GameCube first, right?
No. Simultaneous release.
But it's ready now, right?
No.
But it's going to release the day the Wii releases.
Yeah.
We'll give you a few GameCube copies.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's there. It's probably fine. but yeah, no, like Nintendo is pretty notorious for like denying rumors. I honestly can't think of any specific examples right now other than those, and I'm not even 100% sure that's true. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% sure.
Just blind disappointment in Nintendo.
Blind disappointment in Nintendo. I could probably, with a little bit of Googling, I could find out, but I don't think anybody cares that much, so I'm going to move forward.
Yeah.
The other big leak that happened, pictures of and details about the controller for the Nintendo NX. And boy, oh boy, is that I'm glad, I'm going to preface this with most of, including the image, most of it was proven false, which makes me really happy. But apparently they did get a few things right in their, I don't know if it was a guess or what, but this goofy-looking image, you guys can Google it here.
I have something to compare it to because it's just popped in my brain. Do you guys remember the handheld Nokia system that was supposed to be the Game Boy killer? Thing was like $600.
Was it the Neo Geo?
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that the Neo Geo?
The Neo Geo?
No, not the Neo Geo. This was like a different thing. It had maybe nine.
N-Gage?
N-Gage.
The Nokia N-Gage, yeah.
Do you remember what the N-Gage looked like?
Yeah.
It really reminds me of that, except all screen.
Right.
Because it was that weird kind of like, unless I'm, I mean.
Taco shape. Like,
yeah. I could be remembering it falsely, but I feel like it really gave me a strong N-Gage vibe.
Because it kind of does remind me of that, because it's a similar shape. The Nokia N-Gage was shaped more like the original Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
That was kind of the shape of it, but it had an arseload of buttons, because in addition to being a gaming system, it was also an actual phone.
Yeah.
And playing games on your phone, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. No one would ever do that.
Well, I mean, if you were going to do that, you should just like make it a touchscreen and make less buttons.
And then have all of your games where you can only play unless you pay money to. They're free to download, but.
But you have to pay a little bit. Microtransactions, I think, would be a great name for them.
Yeah, because you do it bit by bit.
Yeah, so you don't have to spend all that money up front, you know, just a dollar here and there. $2, $5, $20.
Well, how come nobody has ever thought about doing this?
You guys, we might.
What if
this
ever happens? Like, you don't think that ever happened with, like, Call of Duty, would you? There's, like, no. Because we pay $60 up front.
You stop it.
To be fair, I've always been for how Call of Duty does their stuff.
Oh, yeah, where you can earn the currency in-game just by playing the game.
Yeah.
Which is totally fair.
I think Dalton may have also been referring to the map packs.
No.
And I've also...
No, I was referring to the...
Oh, you were referring to the... Okay.
I was referring to the black market.
And yeah, like Asa said, you can earn the points to buy the stuff with the black market, and it's all 100% aesthetic. Well... Except all the other weapons they've released recently.
Yeah, like, there's a whole lot of guns.
Yeah, now you can get a sniper, an SMG.
A baseball bat.
Well, the baseball bat's a melee weapon. It's melee aesthetic.
Yeah, the melee weapons are just skins.
Yeah. They just make them look a little different. But yeah, no, like the MX Garand and stuff like that, like all the actual guns. But I don't really see too many of them just dominating the battlefield, so I'm not too concerned with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this controller, going back... So think, like, Google the picture, but I'm going to try and paint one for you. It's an oval. Think like a squashed Batman logo style oval.
It really reminded me of, like, how Dalton said, like, a hard shell taco.
Yeah.
Just maybe a little bit more curved.
Yeah.
Like, at the, like, instead, not the curved part, but, like, the bottom of the taco.
Where also it, like, had, like, a curve to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way. So, oval.
Looks
stupid. And it's got, like... The whole thing is a screen, and it's supposed to all be touchscreen, like an actual capacitive touchscreen, similar to like your smartphone, that kind of thing. And then it has like two sort of nubs for sticks. When I saw this thing, I got angry because this would be actually, oh, that's perfect. Think of a Vita without buttons.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is almost perfect. Like, you squash the Vita to a little smaller, and you make it perfectly round.
You, like, drag to resize it smaller.
Right. And then you get rid of all the buttons, and you leave those two god-awful sticks. That's what you've got with this leaked image. So, yeah, I got angry. But it did, fortunately, come out to be wrong. We do have a few details. Again, all rumors, but I'm going to go ahead and run through them. We can talk about them.
Well, when you say, like, they were all wrong, this was, like, was this Nintendo saying, okay, you know, there's this rumor going around, and they just kind of went bullet point by bullet point on what, then they just said it was untrue, but then they didn't, like, confirm or deny the other parts?
Sort of, like, I don't know exactly what the source was, but, yeah, Nintendo, I'm pretty sure Nintendo said, no, that is not our controller. And then somebody else that actually has seen the controller, I guess maybe somebody that has a development or a dev kit, or because I think dev kits have gone around for the Nintendo NX. Not positive about that, but I think they have. Someone that has seen the controller.
You're telling me that a third party made a game for this, is making games for this? No, already, you know, wrong.
Interesting statistic. I was reading the other day, apparently Nintendo has 1.5 times the number of quality, meaning rated 7 or above average rating, quality IPs, exclusive titles to their console, than Microsoft and Sony combined.
Well, yeah, because Nintendo is just an IP machine.
It's really true.
I'm sure that study also says that Sony and Microsoft have 50 times the quality games that were made by companies not owned by them.
Well, no, they wouldn't do that because that would kind of diminish their point. A little bit. Anyway.
I'm reading a thing right now on Cinema Blend that says dev kits are out. I don't know when it was dated.
Okay, cool. So somebody that has seen the controller. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this verbatim so, like, there's less confusion. Undoubtedly, the second most important bit about the NX and the one that has been the focus of the most speculation and false leaks is the controller. This is understandable. Nintendo have always been known to experiment with their controllers and often alienate people with said experiments.
You're not wrong.
God, I really want a controller with no gimmicks. I really do.
Now, but what if I told you, instead of just a controller with buttons and a joystick, I'm going to give you a TV remote that you got to waggle like a mad person. Wouldn't you rather play your games like that?
No.
You're in the minority. It's fine.
How about it's more or less a small tablet, but there's some face buttons on it. You get some face buttons. You don't have to wag it around too much. You get a joystick and you get a D-pad, but it's like it's a little bit smaller than like an iPad Gen 2.
Now, wouldn't you?
That would actually be kind of cool. But with this, like, that sounds like a cool attachment. Is there any way that I can use the Wii U system without that and just have a regular controller with face buttons?
Yeah. If you pay $60, you can get the Pro Controller.
Oh, neat! Can I use just the Pro Controller and not the tablet?
Well, I mean, you have to start it with the tablet. Like, it's.
Wait a minute, no.
You, Jesse. Why don't you want a tablet?
Which would you rather? Now, you spent $500, $600, $700 on a nice 30-something, 40, 50-something-inch television. High definition. That thing is 1080p. Would you rather play a video game on that or an 8-inch... Real pretty. It looks nice most of the time.
It's not even 8 inches.
It's not even 8 inches. If I had a dollar for every time Dalton's heard that.
Yeah, I think it's legitimately a 5.5 or 6 inch screen or something like that.
So yeah, but you'd rather play games on that than, you know, your TV, right?
Certainly.
Sweet, we're going to put it right in the middle of this thing. You're going to love it. We're going to call it the Wii U. Don't worry. We know we use the same name as the Wii.
So can I keep my Wii and then just buy this tablet?
No. It's a whole new system.
It's called the Wii U.
Yeah, it's a new name. We've done before.
And I love making that joke because even as someone who, like, keeps up with video games and is, you know, a huge person into video games, it wasn't until I went to GameStop. I was living in Virginia at the time. The Wii U had been out for probably 6 months. I go to GameStop because I was like, oh, it seems like a neat thing. Like, there's these games that are coming out for the Wii U. Like, I'll just grab, you know, I have my Wii hooked up. I haven't used it in months because I already beat Super Mario Galaxy. Let's see what they got. Yeah, Wii U. Oh, well, is there any way that I can just buy the tablet? Do I have to get a whole new system? Oh, no, it's just a whole new console. I had no idea. Like, as someone who keeps up with these things, I had no clue.
It wasn't, like, it hasn't even been 2 months since the last time. And now the Wii U has been out since 2012? Yeah, I think. No, it was after, it would have been 2012 or 2013. Because
12 is when I graduated from SEMO, so.
And I graduated in 2011 at SEMO.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it came out, to be exact.
I remember I was an assistant manager at GameStop at this point.
Mm-hmm.
When it came out, and I'd been there for, I think, a little while. So I want to say it was 2012 or 2013, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's been out for multiple years.
Right.
It hasn't been 2 months since the last time someone asked me, so can I just buy the tablet?
Yeah.
Like, that same question still goes around because...
In 2016. It's still happening.
And there have been so many games for it and everything else, and people are just like, can I just buy, you know, the tablet Mario Maker? That's the big one.
Yep.
Or, like, the tablet Mario Kart, because they want to play Mario Kart. And it's just, yeah, it's insane. I really wish Nintendo hadn't done that. And the Wii U actually is a pretty cool system with a lot of really cool features. I really, really liked the Wii U Pro Controller. It actually is really nice. I don't know why they felt the need to put both sticks on top. Like, that's a little weird. But, I mean, you could get used to it. It wasn't that bad. But, like, what I was mentioning in our little bit there, you still have to have the gamepad for a lot of games because a lot of them use that touchscreen, kind of. And the microphone and all the other little gimmicks to the gamepad, it's just, I don't know, it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Yeah, I haven't bought a... I remember my sister and I, we used to work at a fireworks stand. And one summer we raised up, between the both of us, we worked asses off to get a Nintendo Wii. And we bought it, and it was the coolest thing for like 3 weeks. And then I went straight back to my Xbox 360.
Because like Wii Sports is really, really fun for a few hours.
Yeah.
And then you were like, all right, well, I want to play a different game. Because like they did eventually release the Mario Galaxy games were really fun.
So good.
So good. I got Vertigo like crazy for the first little while, but they were really fun. And there were like, you know, a handful of quality games, but the bulk of the shovelware that came out for that system, and then games that I was excited about that ended up being garbage, like Metroid Other M. That's the only one that really comes to mind right now. Skyward Sword was actually pretty good with a few minor complaints. But, yeah, Path of Radiance was Fire Emblem. Anyway, Path of Radiance was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Either way, back on point here. So, people are a fair bit cautious about the NX right now because for all they know, the controller ends up having another crazy gimmick that just gets in the way. From what the leaker described, however, this does not seem to be the case. So, good news. Good news. The leaker pointed out the recent leaks were very obviously false. That said, he did credit them for getting some stuff right. For instance, the entire controller surface is a screen, and the shoulder buttons are scroll wheels that can also be clicked. That I don't understand. Why do you want that? What could possibly be the purpose of scrolling the shoulder buttons?
There is one game that will come out that Nintendo's, but it's going to be like a Wii Sports Party whatever bundle. And it's going to be that. That's the only thing that's going to use it.
I feel like I would get frustrated because I would try to press the button and I would just slip on the wheel and it wouldn't press. And yeah. I feel like so many of those things are going to get broken because scroll wheels aren't typically designed for a lot of pressure. If there was a cool way to use the scroll wheel and click it, PC games would have done it a long time ago with the scroll wheel on a mouse. They haven't.
Yeah.
For reasons, guys. Reasons. Or I just have, like, thoughts back to... did any of you guys have a BlackBerry Curve back in the day?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Brick Breaker?
Brick Breaker. The BlackBerry Curve had this cool little, like, wheel in the center, which I actually really, really liked. And you could also click it. Most people, like, I had a lot of friends that also had BlackBerry Curves, and you could buy these little balls on the internet because they would break so often, and they would pop out, and they would just die. And sometimes the click would stop, and I'm worrying now that these shoulder buttons would do that, because
it is possible.
You don't want that many functions in your scroll or in your shoulder buttons, because those are going to get mashed.
Yeah, because that's what they're like. It's what they're there to do. They're on the top part of it. That's where you apply the pressure.
Yeah,
because that's how hands work.
Right. It's real dumb. So that's kind of unfortunate. This the touchscreen, though, this could be cool if they make the entire thing a touchscreen and they, you know, make it more wieldy than, say, the Wii U gamepad, which is what it sounds like is going to happen. It doesn't have an actual, like, select and start button from what I'm reading here. They just pop up on the touchscreen when in appropriate places when necessary, that kind of thing. And like I said, it could be cool because it's not the Wii U style touchscreen. I think I said that earlier, but
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and reiterate. So you don't have to have a stylus for it. It's not basically the way the touchscreen works on like your 3DS, your Wii U gamepad, that kind of thing. You actually press down on a grid, and that's how it tells where you've pressed. It returns that value. This is more like, again, a smartphone, glass screen, that kind of thing, which is another problem in itself.
But to say, it's like, because I work at a retail store that has a corporate coupon sent out every week, and people will hand me these coupons for me to type out. And I would say one in every three phones has a cracked screen. And those are phones, which aren't made to be pressed and beaten the hell. Video game things, we have people that come in here that rage when they play video games. If it's a glass screen, Nintendo is going to have a lot of things sent back and a lot of really angry emails because their screens are cracking like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, to be completely fair, the construction on those may be a little different, and you're not often going to be... Because I know most people that I know that have cracked their screens is because they were outside and dropped it on concrete. It fell on, like... I know a lot of people that dropped it, and there just happened to be a rock right where it fell. And, like, that punctured the screen. I know that's happened a lot. Significantly less likely to happen in the 3 feet from your hands onto the floor.
Yeah. Well, I'm just...
Granted, if you have certain people that tend to rage at their video games... And they throw their controllers down?
Yeah.
That's going to cause a problem.
Yeah. And I don't know. It just seems like a dumb idea. Yeah. I think putting screens in the middle of a game controller, that was a big reason why I didn't buy a Wii U. I thought it was dumb. I've played a Wii U a few times here, and I'm still... I don't...
The controller is unwieldy. It's so
it really
huge.
Is, yeah.
Like, it's kind of... Like, there are cool features to have with the touchscreen, similar to like you would with your 3DS. There are cool features to having that bottom screen that you can touch and interact with. But it's just... I don't know. I don't like holding it.
The worst part is there's so few games that implement it well.
Accurate.
Like Nintendo Land did a great job.
Yeah. Oh, that was... Nintendo Land was a great game where you can get six people playing at once and have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, the majority of games that I've played with it, it always is relegated to that's where your map is.
Yeah. That's a lot of them. And what really bugs me is those kind of games still require you to have the gamepad instead of being able to use the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
Because the Pro Controller, again, I will say, is one of my favorite of the current generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, between PS4, Xbox One, and Wii U, the Pro Controller is up there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go back to this on it. Look at the Wii U's best-selling games or most popular games to play. Would you be willing to say that it's Mario Kart 8, my bad.
Yeah.
And then Super Smash 4. Would you say those are probably two of the most popular games on?
Yeah, almost certainly, with Mario Maker as well.
Well, okay, yeah.
Other titles, but yeah.
So we have those two games. Do they use the touchpad that often?
I thought Mario Maker did a whole lot.
No, I'm talking about I mentioned.
Mario Kart. Okay, yeah. No, actually, most people play not with those controllers.
Oh, so you think it would make sense as the two games that are going to sell your system the most, you would make a controller that works for it, not a thing that is going to look like... I just don't
but
get it.
But creative freedom.
I will give Nintendo credit. It made me really, really, really happy when they released the... even though they did it in the dumbest way... when they released the GameCube controller adapter for Smash Brothers, and they re-released their own controllers.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to, like, I play a lot of competitive Smash, as you two well know. I don't know if the listeners out there do. I play a lot of Smash competitively, and the GameCube controller is the controller for competitive Smash. It's just perfect for it. So I was really, really happy that they did that, and I got super excited about that news. I'm really sad they haven't done anything else with it, because the GameCube controller, as gimmicky as it was, is actually a pretty solid controller for a lot of games.
It's just so comfortable. Like, there's something. It's one of those things where you see the picture of it and you're like, who would ever use this monstrosity? And then you hold it in your hands and it's just
It fits perfectly.
It feels right.
The shoulder buttons have just the right curve to them. Mm-hmm. The Z button isn't feel like it's too far away. You don't really need it. Well, you don't. Well, I'm not good enough to Smash to use it that much.
I was about to say, yeah, Z gets used a lot.
But no, like that controller, and I've had that was I had that before I had a PlayStation 2 or an Xbox.
And I did as well, actually.
And that's why it's like I made the comment before we even recorded that I love that controller, and then you said it was gimmicky as shit, which I still don't get. But
I mean,
just in the look at the way the buttons are designed. Look at where the layout of them are.
Yeah,
that's the only controller in the history of controllers that has looked well. Okay, the only mainstream controller, I guess, but from
side of
NES
Mad Cats
on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because usually it's the buttons are all uniform. They're all the same size. They're spaced equally. Whereas there's just instead of having even R1, R2, L1, L2, it's just L, R, and Z, so there's only the one extra shoulder button.
Right.
X and Y are that weird shape. A is just real big.
Because it's supposed to be centered around, you're going to be using that A button a whole lot, and then, the B and the X and Y a little bit less.
It's not even really a second joystick. It's the C stick, which does different stuff, and then the D-pad being in that weird little...
I will give Nintendo credit with that C stick. They were actually, if memory serves, Luigi's Mansion was one of the first games to ever utilize a second stick, one for camera and one for movement. So, because the C stick on Luigi's Mansion actually did move the camera, where you actually moved with the left stick.
I thought did the GameCube come out before the PS2?
No.
No. Well, when...
I mean, the PS2 had the two sticks, but they never really did anything like that.
Huh.
As far as I know. No. Somebody's going to, call me out, no, you fucking retard. I just remember reading the, it was, in a Nintendo Power magazine, or it was in one of the gaming magazines when I was little, and I keep needing to verify this information because I don't think this is the first time I brought it up. But, yeah, they were talking about how revolutionary it was that you were using one stick to move the camera and one stick to move the character. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. I don't know if I could get used to that.
Right. And now it's just that's what every game has to be forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you're in first person, or even if you're moving your character at all in a 3D platform, yeah, one needs to move the camera and one needs to move the character.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think, I want to say the PS2, I know it had the two sticks because the DualShock controllers did. Mm-hmm. But I think most of those were for flight sim games and piloting and stuff. Because I know a lot of early games on PS2 still mostly relied on the D-pad. You didn't even actually use the sticks.
Because I remember
you had to.
The original ones, you had to push the button to turn the sticks even on.
Right. Yeah, you
had to push the analog button.
Yeah, the analog button. Where were we getting to?
Something about how Nintendo's new console's
stupid. Oh, yeah. We'll go back here. All right. So it is a screen, and the screen circles around the buttons. So that's the other thing that I was reading here. I'll go ahead and finish this point, I guess. Around the buttons, but not analog sticks. Their bases are opaque. It's an exciting piece of tech, which allows for persistent second screen functionality, as opposed to remote play streaming. Comparisons were drawn to the Dreamcast, VMU, or second screen play apps on smartphones.
No. Stop it.
Just make a controller.
Now, okay, so does that mean that the button is going to be on the screen, but the screen goes around the button? So this square is the screen and then there's still buttons there?
Yes.
That's stupid. How do you hold a controller like this? Am I going to be missing the bottom corners of the screen the way that I'm holding the controller?
I think what it's actually planning on doing is how the PS4 controller is. You have that touch panel in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically expanding that out and then giving us a whole view. The entire thing becomes a screen, so the entire thing lights up.
So it's going to be like playing a racing game on a Kindle where you have the thing and then you have accelerate and then turning, or you can turn it like that. It sounds like it's going to use motion control still. Yeah.
It might. I don't know. It is talking about you will be unlike the Wii U, where the Wii system has to, or the Wii U system has to be on for the gamepad to work. It seems like there will be a lot of things that you can do by itself. Let's see. We'll keep reading through here. That said, while remote play is no longer the selling point, it is definitely possible. Okay, so I guess you can do remote play. Yeah, okay. Some really exciting applications come in the form of dragging icons under the physical buttons on the controller. So the buttons are going to have screens? Really exciting applications come in the form of dragging icons under the physical buttons of the controller and remapping their functions in that way.
So does that mean that to me that sounds okay, I don't like having to jump with A and attacking with B. I want to jump with B and attack with A. So you could drag and drop
See, it sounds like they're actual, like...
Where you can move the placement of the buttons?
You can't move the placement of the buttons because there are physical. It said dragging icons under the physical buttons on the controller and remap. Okay, so I guess when you press a button, that opens up that application.
Stop.
I don't know why that's a thing.
What the hell?
Stop.
Like, I have to see this.
Yeah, but you can do that in the options menu of any game whenever it says
remapping. But what I'm talking about, like, what it seems where, you know, you would have, like, say you have your smartphone and you're like, I want to go to the Netflix application. Instead of pressing the screen, you can drag it under an icon and you press Y to open Netflix, is what it seems to be saying.
Okay, so instead, let's do this. Let's just remake the GameCube. It's just going to have a normal controller with buttons and joysticks. You're just going to put games in. They're going to show up on your TV. You're going to use the normal controller to play those games. You can use the controller to select other features, such as Netflix, if this one decides it wants to have internet on it, even. Because Nintendo, screw you. You don't want... What's internet? No, that's a fad. What everyone wants is motion controls. Jump in front of a train.
No. They don't want motion controls. That was our bad. We shouldn't have made that. What they do want is a screen.
But
right,
they didn't stop.
No,
because the Wii remotes still work, and yeah, that still happens. At least it's not really a much of a thing anymore. There is a little bit of motion stuff with the gamepad, but it's not that big of a thing.
I just want to shake everyone in Nintendo.
What I really want is a new system titled a Nintendo something, anything but Wii. Nintendo Revolution. Nintendo Game Station.
Nintendo, screw it. Just play games on this.
That's not going to fit on a game system.
Nintendo Vidya Game. Something. God. Anything but Wii. I want that. I want it to have the Wii U Pro Controller. You can change it up a little bit if you want to.
No, it's great just the way it is.
Damn near perfect right now. Just give us that. That would be fine. Give me that system and give me, like, party functionality. Like PlayStation 4 and Xbox One have. Give me online abilities. Oh, and give me an account. I have one. I have a Nintendo ID. I know because I have to give it to people to do the most random of things. Give me an account, a party system, a friend system. And if my Nintendo Vidya game gets stolen, let me re-download all the things I've purchased from you.
Because
something you still can't do.
But wouldn't you rather just have all of that lost forever? And then you can start a whole new one.
Yeah. Also, when I like to drive places, I make sure to hit every mailbox. All of them. And trees. Because that's how I like to drive.
Nintendo's stupid. They just stop it. Just stop it. Even the thing, like, Billy left, there was that long list of suspected things with the NX. And, like, even going back to cartridges, how cool would that be? Like, fine with that.
That actually is one of the things I was going to talk about in a minute. They might be going back to cartridges. That might be a legit thing.
Which is cool. Like, do that thing.
Yeah.
Caveat. If you don't have a Blu-ray drive, no. What? How is this company still in business? Mario that profitable?
Yes.
Of course it is.
I mean, they might have some sort of Blu-ray drive with it, but we're still not even sure if that's going to happen. Shannon, what's up?
Just a point to Asa there, that the reason they're still in business is because of the handheld market. The handheld market is keeping them afloat. If not for the DS and the 3DS success, Nintendo would have been out with the Wii U. Because the Wii, though very, very profitable and beloved by the casual gamer, was hated by the core gamer. Except for a couple of things there. Dalton's taking a picture of me here. I stole his microphone.
That's good.
Hi.
Quality of the show has increased.
All right.
Just total jump.
Sorry, Dalton.
Shonen jump.
Shonen.
Was that a picture of the NX you showed me?
That was the NX controller, yeah.
That got debunked.
It got debunked.
Oh, good, because that looked terrible.
All right, yeah, we're actually still talking about it, so you can kind of sit in on this a little bit if you want. The controller has a camera of its own, but possibly no speakers, though it does have a headphone jack. It also has a gyroscope.
To all those friends that you can't talk to.
Uh-huh. It has a gyroscope and an accelerometer. Bring it on par with the motion functionality of the Vita and DualShock 4.
Stop it.
Does it have Mode 7 graphics and what is the thing that the Genesis had?
16 bits.
No. It was the blast processing. Does it have blast processing?
It's actually going to be it's an independent unit with specs on par with a mid-tier smartphone, also with a micro SD functionality. The screen is 1080p.
Goody.
The controller's battery life is unknown since it's hardwired to the console in the dev kit. So that, okay, that confirms that this is a guy with a dev kit that's telling us this stuff.
Does it just play regular games and has a controller? And does the are the graphics as good as or better than the PS4 and Xbox One?
That was one of the things I'm going to get to, actually. Okay. It will be, apparently, specs-wise, it is better than the Xbox One or PlayStation 4.
Okay, it has to be. It 100% has to be.
Yeah, they can't,
the PlayStation 4
come out
and the
afterward
Xbox One
and, no.
has been out for, what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't put out a console
longer
and have
than
it,
2 years, actually.
You can't even have it be on par with. Well, it has to be better.
The Wii U came out, and it was worse than the Xbox One and PS4. It was on level with the 360 and PS3, which is fine if
because
it came out during that time period.
And also because the Xbox One and PS... But it was fine because like we were still with the PS3 and 360 for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then the PS4, Xbox One came out and just blew it out of the water.
Yeah. And I love the Wii U, don't get me wrong. Like, I was just playing the Wii U 2 hours ago, playing Pokken Tournament on there, and it's a lot of fun. But it's just so... It's like Nintendo's trying to play catch-up in a world where they used to be the leading team. Like, the Super Nintendo was miles ahead of the Sega Genesis in terms of quality.
It has to be hubris. It absolutely has to be hubris. This has to be Miyamoto and all of them just like, okay, well, these other companies are doing it. We're going to do it better. But we can't do it better. So let's just do it different.
Let's do it our way.
And if we do it different, people will love it. Why isn't anyone buying this box?
Remember Wii Music?
No.
Oh, God.
It was one of the most god-awful inventions ever.
Okay, and so basically Wii Music. I'm sorry, Shannon.
That's fine. I'm going to pass it back to Dalton because I feel awful anyway. Goodbye, folks.
All right.
Happy 1 year anniversary to Podzilla 1985.
Man, I was getting there.
I got it.
So anyway, the Wii Music, basically it was like it was a music game, a rhythm game, where you could play any instrument you wanted.
Yeah.
And it used just the Wii Remote and the Wii Remote's motion. Since the Wii Remote didn't have that many axes, as many as it would lead you to believe, it was kind of really terrible.
Can I play French horn on the Wii controller?
Can I play trombone?
Sure, yeah.
I want to play trombone.
It's there.
Like my hero Xavier Woods.
All right, so someone did sum up a little bit, and in their summation, apparently the controller does look like a traditional, because it's supposed to be more of a traditional shaped controller, according to the guy with the dev kit. The summation on this website makes it sound way too good to be true, but we'll see. Basically, if all the rumors that haven't been debunked are true, the Nintendo X is a traditional console, so exactly where we're wanting there, more powerful than the PlayStation 4, which, again, we've mentioned
has to be.
Mostly normal controller, without much in the way of gimmicks, outside of...
Everything we spent the last 20 minutes talking about.
The touchscreen is the big thing. The touchscreen and the scroll wheels may not be true, but... If the scroll wheels and the touchscreen are the big things that make it crazy, because I can't say the thing about the motion, since the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One both do it.
But they don't base the entirety of their system around it.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you do it, it's a little, like, it's kind of neat in playing Call of Duty on the PS4, and I hear UAV up from my controller.
Or, like, playing Infamous Second Son, and you have to spray paint, so you turn your controller over and point it.
Right. Less cool with that.
That's
one.
That's kind of gimmicky.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Or
but
just
I mean,
like shaking,
I mean,
like having to shake the controller as the can. That's like the upper limits. But really, that's the only game that really does stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, and that even that kind of stuff, I'm kind of okay with. But moving forward, easy intercompatibility with Xbox One and PlayStation 4 for porting purposes, meaning. One of the big problems with the Wii U and getting third-party support, and the reason it has almost
none
now...
is like, it has what third-party support?
Yeah, it had at the beginning.
You
the
can
problem
get Black
is,
Ops 2.
Yeah, the problem is porting the games... porting the game, unless you were playing against somebody with a Wii Remote. Shannon said it was the best version. It's not.
It was.
It wasn't. So, the... I'm arguing with someone that no one can hear. I'm sorry.
They can hear me.
Shannon, stop it. The Oh, God, now I've lost my train of thought. What was I talking about?
Third-party support.
Right. So a lot of companies stopped because, thank you, Boo, they took far too many extra steps to port the games over to the Wii U. So it became not worth the money required to port because nobody was buying the system and the titles weren't selling. Because
no one had a Wii U, so why would you bother to spend the money to make it for a system that no one had anyway?
No. Whereas with PlayStation 4 and Xbox One right now, they're on the same software architecture. It's actually super easy to go multi-platform right now on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
No, but we can put Arkham City on it and call it... Shut up. But we can put Assassin's Creed Black...
Stop. Stop it. You stop it.
Those are the only two I can...
Ubisoft was actually the one staying with them the longest. And even eventually they were like, all right, guys, look, I'm really sorry. We got to bail, too.
Ubisoft. Ubisoft was like, this is a bad call. Let that sink in.
And also the cartridges thing may not be true, because this is saying, according to the guy with the dev kit, that it will have a disk drive, presumably Blu-ray, though they likely will continue their dumbass trend.
It's probably just going to be an HD DVD drive.
Oh my God. Yeah, they just bought them like all on the cheap from Microsoft because they had a whole like warehouse full of them.
It's just LaserDisc.
Oh, you buy the discs like hubcap size.
Put your game on cassette. I don't know how it works, but we're doing it because we're Nintendo. You're still going to buy Mario, also, Double Bird, cheap.
It's currently set for a 2017 release, which would make sense, which would line up with the Wii U not being manufactured later this year. The person with the dev kit that leaked all this stuff said that it may also be released as early as Christmas this year.
Nah, I would very much doubt that.
We'll see. There's apparently a big direct in April.
Because that's the one that usually competes with E3, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, well, not competes with, just Nintendo's like, we don't want to do E3 anymore, so we're going to do our own thing that you're not invited to.
We'll be doing it at the same time, but we'll make sure not to do it during Xbox or Sony because we want people to watch it.
Oh, damn.
Pro.
Right? I'm so good at this. All right.
It's only been a year.
Speaking of...
greatest segue ever.
You're Shannon, welcome. I'm
Shannon
two
spoiled
for two.
It earlier. Nope, your anniversary. Ha!
Shannon tried to do a little happy trot over.
So this is obviously no this is going to be posted. This is going to be posted the day after recording. So yesterday, for those of you listening now, will be the 1 year anniversary of Podzilla 1985.
Yes. Hello.
And Shannon's back because you know this is his baby.
This is.
And yeah, he and I are the brains behind it at this point. But yeah, it's a year.
We have to give some credit to Tanner and Cody because they each had. Well, we say Tanner has his own show, but in reality, Dalton with these damn pictures. We say Tanner has his own show, but in reality, he just kind of. I don't know what's happening.
He's laughing at the
face in the world.
Okay,
oh, that's angry Shannon
face. For the podcast.
But Cody does have his own show.
Yes,
the sports show.
Yes,
so we're making waves. It started as just a pro wrestling show for WrestleMania that me and Louie and Hunter and Zach did. And look, fast forward a year later, we've got wrestling, we've got, you know, nerdy stuff, we do politics. We've covered so many events over the past
year. Comic show for a while.
I mean, think about all the things that we've covered in the year that we've been doing this, with the Paris attacks, gay rights. I mean, so many things have happened in this year since we've been doing Podzilla.
90 mass shootings.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. The Baltimore riots, Freddie Gray, all of that stuff. And we've covered all of it here on Podzilla 1985. It has been the most spectacular year, and I think we've done an amazing job, and I'm super excited to see where it goes.
Oh, yeah. I'm very proud of all of us, so we're all patting ourselves on the back here.
A little bit.
Oh, and if you want to pat us on the back, too, uh-oh, financially,
yeah,
head on over to patreon.com/Podzilla1985. You can sign up for a donation there. We'll give you a shout-out. We'll put you on the website. We may even be doing a reward here for a t-shirt. Speaking of which, you can buy the t-shirt.
Where at?
Redbubble.com.
Oh.
Just search for Podzilla 1985. All of the designs there are Lindsay Wolfgang. We've got hoodies. We've got t-shirts. We got baseball tees. We got even random accessories. You can get a notebook with the Podzilla.
Coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs. You can get your official Mr. 100 hoodie right there.
That's true. Mr. 100.
And the Five Star Man's coming soon.
On Tuesday.
Though Lindsay is slightly biased, so we still don't have any Nerd Up merchandise. Maybe one day.
I still want to get that Tanner. There's a Tanner Thursday with Tanner, the Godzilla Tanner doing the yes chant, and it just says quack, quack, quack. One of my favorite things ever.
I do love the redneck Podzilla just in general.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of my favorite of the Podzillas.
Redneck Godzilla is amazing.
Podzilla.
Podzilla. Oh, I'm pretty sure we could say Godzilla and it's okay.
I don't know if it is.
In honor of Podzilla 1985's 1 year anniversary, I want everyone to go out, find a copy of Godzilla 1985, and watch it.
That's fair.
Bye, guys.
We don't own Godzilla.
No, not yet. No.
With your help, with your donations to Patreon,
you know,
we can save up and eventually we can buy the IP. And if we get there, we'll make a Godzilla movie that doesn't suck.
Yeah, because it actually has Godzilla in it.
Because yeah. Shannon is the biggest Godzilla fan on the planet.
It's true. I'm the best Godzilla fan.
So we rest assured, if we grab that IP, only good movies.
Godzilla versus Tanner.
Godzilla versus the best redneck. The best B movie you will ever see. Shark what? NATO. All right. Well, that'll be it for Nerd Up. We'll as soon as we figure out more stuff on this super cool Nintendo NX that hopefully is super cool and won't make me want to. The other point I really had very quickly on that.
The face Shannon, I realized.
Shannon brought it up, and I meant to expand on it. Nintendo really should just stop making home consoles and go multi-plat and stick with their handhelds.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Let me have Mario on my PlayStation 4.
No.
And give me a 3DS, or give me another DS system where I can continue to play Pokemon and Fire Emblem.
Or just give me a handheld system that doesn't have also a unnecessary gimmick. Because as well done as some of those like 3DS, like as well done as some of those DS games are, the 3DS is stupid. I can count on like it hasn't been a full 10 minutes that I've spent with the 3D actually turned on.
That's true. Like I turned it on for 3DS. Cinematics because the cinematics were meant to be in 3D. Other than that, yeah. Nope. So, anyway.
And before you sign off real quick, Tuesday doing Five Star Man, Mr. 100, assuming. Wednesday is going to be the official 100, or not 100,
1 year.
1 year, because it is going to be the preview show for, on PW, it is going to be the preview show for WrestleMania and NXT TakeOver Dallas. So that'll be the official 1 year we might have.
And hopefully Tanner will be done with all of his stuff, and shout out to Tanner. Rest in peace to Tanner's uncle. That's a lot of the reason we didn't have a couple of the shows in the last week. So and Shannon's been really illness. Sick. So hopefully Shannon will be completely back up.
We were both sick for Tuesday. We powered through pro wrestling, and then Tanner had the loss
and then Thursday. It was basically just me here for Tanner Thursday, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna go home.
The why of Jesse Kimball.
I'd listen to that.
All right. Well, thank you once again for tuning in to Nerd Up, and thank you all for sticking with us through the last year, new listeners and old listeners alike. We love you all. Have a good night.